Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Hundreds of people rallied around the state today to restore the Alaska Marine Highway System's regional ferry service. The fleet has been largely idle since the last mainliner in service broke down last month. In Juneau, elected state and tribal leaders told 200 people gathered around the Capitol steps that for smaller coastal communities, regular ferry connections are a matter of survival. Tlingit and Haida Tribal President Richard Peterson and Senator Jesse Keel say it's not a lifestyle option.
People who have no idea, who come from a place of privilege, say, well, that's your choice. Well, they don't know what it's like to be born in a community and to be able to say for 10,000 years, my forefathers were born in this area. We have no reason that we need to move.
Store shelves in Alaskan communities shouldn't be empty when we've got docks and we've got vessels and we've got skilled people to run them.
In Ketchikan, about 60 people turned out. Some of them were state ferry workers left high and dry by the shutdown. Wade McLennan works on the ferry Columbia, which has been tied up since last fall. In the meantime, he's not drawing a paycheck.
There's a lot of uncertainties because, you know, we depend on our benefits. And, you know, when you're the breadwinner of your family, the uncertainty how there is right now, it just causes a lot of anxiety.
In Kodiak, about 10 people gathered near the city's ferry dock. Many were retirees who came by ferry decades ago. Robin Cassidy is a retired bookkeeper who stepped off the ferry when she was 13.
This is our highway. This is infrastructure. This isn't something special. We don't have any other highway, and it needs to be funded in full and quickly.
In downtown Haines, more than 200 people gathered to show their support for the system. Luck Dunbar and his son Archie held a sign with a hand-drawn portrait of President Trump in his characteristic red ball cap. They had a new take on Trump's campaign slogan.
We're trying to get through to the people that kind of run the show, you know. It's kind of something off the MAGA hat, but it says, "Make our ferries great again." MAFCA. And just having a little fun.
Out in the Aleutian Islands, there are just 4 ferry trips scheduled for the entire year. Jeff Hancock works with the Longshoremen's Union and helped organize the rally that brought out about 40 people.
We're a far-flung destination on the ferry. It takes some 3.5 days to get here from Kodiak or from Homer to the community of Unalaska. But we have people, including myself, that have been stuck in Anchorage for multiple weeks this season waiting for flights because of cancellations or mechanical breakdowns or weather. And it becomes a realistic option to think about getting on a 3.5-day ferry trip if you know that you are going to be able to get home.
Limited regional ferry service is scheduled to resume next month, but under a draft winter schedule released last month, some coastal communities could go without any service through the end of the year. Governor Dunleavy has requested $12 million for supplemental ferry funding, but DOT officials told lawmakers this month that the money is needed for the existing bare-bones schedule and would not expand service.